Cool oil, that's the same thing.
That same thing?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you ever have maybe a makeshift lamp that you, or you just had a rag and a bottle and kerosene?
Flambeau. Yeah.
What'd you do? You made one of those?
You put the kerosene in there, get your rag, mm-hmm. and put it down, it burned you like a lamp.
Oh.
Yes,
sir. In the car, we were talking about the car a little while ago, inside the tire of a car you have a, what you have in there, inside the tire part of the car.
Tube.
Yes, in a tube.
Yeah, in a tube.
Use those to swim with.
Yeah.
You ever go fishing very much?
No, sir. I have fished a lot, but I don't fish none now. I love to hunt.
Love to hunt?
Yeah.
If you go fishing, you might go in a boat. What do you have to do to put the boat out in the water? You have to do what to it?
Yeah, paddle it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's got a paddle.
Mm-hmm.
And that you got a motor to it.
And say that you got it there on a trailer and you got it up on the bank, how do you get it out in the water? What do you call that?
You just have to tote it.
Yeah, you ever call that launching the boat?
Yeah, launch it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, let's see. What kind of boat would you do? Is you call that your paddle? What kind of boat would you call that?
They call it a paddle boat.
A paddle boat, a rowboat?
Yeah.
Something like that? Does that matter? Does it matter what kind of end it has, or whether it has a flat bottom or not? It's still called.
No, it's a boat. Yeah.
It's the old rowboat. Okay, let's see. Sometimes, say if a woman wants to buy some clothes or something like that, she wants to buy a dress of a certain color. She might, you know, and she wants to match a dress. Say she wants to get a top and match a dress. What would she usually take downtown? You know, to match colors. You know. Keep a little square inch of cloth, what do you call that?
Yeah, I would call it a block.
A little block, scrap, or
yeah.
Sample maybe?
Yeah.
Something like that? Okay, now, say a woman's got a new dress on and you want to compliment her, you might say, that sure is a
pretty dress.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And if she didn't want to get that pretty dress off,
nasty,
she'd put a... She put what on when she's cooking?
Yeah, put an apron.
Yeah. Okay, now, this thing that I'm using right here is called the thing I write with.
A pencil.
Or if it gets ink instead of...
Ink pen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, and say that my pants were, I had a hole in them, I might take something and put it together. What would I call that?
Patch it.
Yeah, or a little wire thing, what would I call that? I could hook it together?
Yeah, glue it.
You ever use a safety pin, maybe?
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Sure, yeah.
Okay, you know, sometimes men usually wear a three-part suit, you know, or sometimes the church. What's the parts of a three-part suit there?
That's coat, pants, and vest.
Coat, pants, and vest.
Yeah.
You ever heard that vest called anything else?
No.
What about the pants? You ever heard them called trousers?
Trousers, yeah.
Breeches, or you
know? Yeah.
What about them? Now jeans, blue jeans, and overalls, they mean something different.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you tell me what the overalls are, basically?
Well, we all call them blue jeans. Mm-hmm. But the overall and the pants, it's made out the same thing, but they call them pants.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, now, let's see. Sometimes you put too much in your pocket, say I got keys and all like that stick out. What do you call it when your pocket there's sticking out? You got too much in there.
Got too much,
the pockets are buff.
See what? Bulged out.
Yeah, bulged out.
Yeah. And it soon tears too every day.
Yeah, and when you say if it tears, you get your suit, get it tore, you go downtown and buy a new what?
And pack it.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. If a girl likes to really, when she goes to party, likes to get ready and really likes to wear nice clothes. You say that girl really likes to
wear nice clothes.
Yeah. You ever say dress up?
Dress up. Yeah.
You ever say anything like primp up? Or
yeah, primp.
Doll up, maybe.
Yeah, that's right.